looking fine as ever, as always.
You too, Bucky.
I got the same suit like you got.
Come on. Aren't you gay?
I am, but you, Michael B. Jordan.
Hey, some people, some men have it, some men don't, and some have so much of it. Thank you to our guest today. It's from a movie.
What is it?
This show's already. Hi, this show's already off the rails, and it's 2:02.
Well, because we've decided that if you're going to mail it in, we can certainly mail a segment in. Why not?
I mean, listen, I know I said that we were going to mail it in.
You did, Danny,
and we will.
No, we won't.
But
because we don't.
But
you said it. That gives people the green light to say it back to us.
I don't know. I saw you guys recording one of your last segments.
What
of
a
the show.
Snitch!
We did a whole.
What a snitch!
You
are.
Didn't hear the whole last bit about your recorded
Lawrence.
Segment.
No, I heard it.
We even had texters contributing.
It's like you can't say that about our pledges. Only we can say that. Only we can. You guys can say we're going to mail it in.
And now it's time for sports segments.
But to give away the trade that our 5:20 conversation with Cody Westerlund talking Bulls
man.
And Sixers is recorded.
And we,
that's
Danny,
dirty pool.
I'll tell you this. As we were recording that, Danny only used the future perfect tense once, okay? Which I thought was impressive.
Thank
There's
you.
One point he said, yeah, we talked some Vegas, probably a lot of Vegas. He's saying, as we recorded the segment, and I'm like, you realize you're in the blue perfect right now.
But my God, if you can't trust your radio brothers and sisters to keep a secret.
I learned from the best.
My God.
Sunday mornings, McNeil and Buffon with the old NFL pregame
Get
show.
Get the early out.
At 4949 West Belmont, Mac needed to drive back to Indiana to make the
noon. The game, Chicago.
Yeah, to make the noon kickoffs. So he'd record an interview. We'd pick the longest interview from the week.
I always did a Bears feature.
Yes.
And he said, Bernsie, can you make it like 4 minutes?
Yep, doubled it up. And my Amazing. Job as producer was to time it back. We'd play the long interview, the Bernsie feature, two breaks, and whatever setup that he and Buffon recorded. And then he would leave at like 11:05.
Okay.
It was ingenious.
But did they always work? Because we recorded a segment one time in advance for a show that I was a production assistant on. And the audio wasn't there.
Oh, that's a disaster.
That's a nightmare. And if something like
news
if
breaks.
There's big breaking news, or if something really impacts this Bulls game that comes out in the next couple hours, it's just going to be a bad pre-recorded segment because we're still going to the airport early.
Why didn't you guys talk about the fact that Zach LaVine got abducted by aliens?
Yes.
I mean,
how could you guys miss that story?
That was a big deal. Like, people saw the flying saucer come down, and he was beamed up. Like, everybody saw it.
I don't know. There's construction on the way to O'Hare, so I need to have a cocktail.
There is
I don't
construction.
Know.
Speaks, did Danny open the interview with Cody going, hey, Speaks, how's it going?
Yeah, exactly. Nice to see you. Man.
Well, this has been a fun show. Yeah, but you didn't have to snitch, Lawrence.
Yeah. I mean, again, mailing it in is fine. Recording the segment, that is, I mean, our bosses might know that now.
You know, he's in there getting all sorts of information from John the Rock Mamola at the summit thing.
Yeah.
Mitch is speaking to a room full of white people.
I mean, the way that you said that is a little
jarring.
Yeah.
John the Rock Mamola.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
But nobody knew anything. I mean, like, last night, Tanny was driving home, and he's like, I'm noticing that this traffic is bad, and I realized that we board at, like, 7-something. Should we try and record a segment tomorrow? Maybe so.
Yeah, one of you is going to be a problem in security. One of you.
I mean, I hope so.
In the
that means we have had enough cocktails in the Uber ride out there.
I don't know, man. The Lord invented TSA pre-check.
It's such a blessing.
Oh, my God.
I didn't do it. I've never done it.
It's the greatest thing.
It's a blessing.
It really is.
You move and you feel comfortable. You can kind of show up at the airport whenever you want.
Yeah. Your belt stays on. The shoes stay on.
When you travel as a family and you're getting in line and off goes the wife to TSA pre-check.
Why are you not?
I just never did it. And she's like, so long, suckers.
Seriously.
I'll see you at the gate.
Danny, what you should do today, there's always someone from Clear trying to convince you to try Clear. today is the type of day where you should be like, oh, I'm totally interested in Clear, and let them walk you right through the gate.
Oh, wow.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Because Clear goes ahead of TSA, pre-check. So they're always like, hey, do you want to try Clear? So if you run into a jam today, you should seek out the Clear guy and be like, I've always been interested in Clear. And then they're going to be like, oh, great. We're going to walk you through TSA pre-check. Oh,
beautiful. All right. I'm game the system. I'm not against it. I've just never gone out there.
Clear scans your retinas or something.
Yes, they do.
Is it a retina scan?
They scan your rectum?
I think they do like your fingerprints.
You're not the one leaving today.
Retina.
I have to work with you tomorrow.
Damn near killed.
Right. I was going to say, that's a little invasive.
You get influences.
That's my job. Did you help direct him?
I have to work with him for the next 2 days. And he's like, what's happening? Parkins and Spiegel are going on vacation. I'm going to just go on vacation mentally with them forever.
He should. He's earned it.
Look at his face. His face is a face red. Of guilt.
He's a giggling hyena, this guy.
It's good.
I am not going to survive the next 2 days because of you two.
No, you're going to have to carry the show.
I hope
like
you're
always.
Happy.
I am happy.
Hey, how about that local sports team and or college?
How about the result of sporting event?
Is this a segment?
Wait till you guys hear the pre-recorded segment.
It's going to be so good.
Okay? It's
going to
be really good.
It was phenomenal.
It's going to be nominated for a Marconi.
Yeah.
Something on this show is.
Exactly.
Just how we were. I think our designated Hitler segment is going to get nominated for a Marconi.
I send it in. Honestly, send it in, Jerome.
Instead of recording something, you should have just brought that back.
And we could. That's fine.
Honestly, now we'll play that at 5, Lawrence. We'll get to the airport even earlier. Maybe we could get on standby on an earlier flight.
I think that's the move.
I think it's the only thing that could have made that WBC final better if, like, each team had a designated Hitler.
Designated Hitler. Excuse me. Designated hitter.
Send it in, Jerome!
Yeah. How amazing. The winner of the Marconi. Designated Hitler.
Yep.
Dan's producing tomorrow. It's
four hours.
Just your guilt humor.
All right, look, all right, you know what? Sometimes we keep you guys a long time. Sometimes it's a short time. We have a lot of show to mail in.
Yeah,
we have a whole bunch of show
that
we have to mail in.
That's true.
Cute that you guys are
I think
so
you
bad
should actually
lying.
Have U.S. postal workers call in who are listening to the show.
Yeah.
If you're going to mail it in.
We've got some. Peoria, Mac.
Yeah, I know, but there's a lot, actually. Have them be a part of the mailing it in show.
Oh, that's a good
honestly,
idea.
It's not a terrible idea for 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Ask 4 a mailman.
What's happening at 4:45?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. But we've got
lines are open.
It's funny. Tanny tweeted at him last night, or maybe it was this morning. I can't wait to talk to John Morosi at 3:25 because that guy, with his multilingual skills and his multinational citizenship and his love for the game, has been the one guy screaming for years, World Baseball Classic's really good. I'm telling you, it's really good. You should be watching it. It's really good. And then to have everybody catch up over the course of this week.
Except John Smoltz.
Why do you focus on that?
I can't stand
but you're taking enjoyment away from yourself and anybody you speak
you
to.
You should hear what he says about Joe Davis.
He tweeted it last night. You tweeted that he was a weirdo.
He's a weirdo.
Why do you think he's a weirdo?
Because he's not real.
Because
he's a robo-broadcaster?
He's an AI.
I
don't. ChatGPT Joe?
Yes.
Can he do your 5 o'clock segment?
We've had him on, and he's...
Maybe he's normal off the air. He's as if an alien created something based on what it's supposed to sound like. It just doesn't seem like a person.
I don't agree when the goings get active, like big time calls, like his call of the walk off the other night.
I'm not
was freaking great. He's actually he gets into it and he's clearly present.
But there's no improvisation. There's no human interaction. Like Adam Amin is a real dude.
Well,
Benetti's a real dude. Iron Eagle.
Benetti
it's a person.
Benetti is the smartest and the most curious and most agile talker of all of them by a mile. But Davis is like he's going to develop enough personality to keep him entrenched in that gig. He's going to develop enough personality just in time to keep himself entrenched because the palatability is very high. And the skills are extremely high.
Extremely high. No, yeah. Yes, and he looks, you know, he looks like he was created in a lab.
Yeah, he does.
So he's just got to develop enough.
I'd empty the 401k and start over for that jawline. Because I'd make it back in 2 years.
I've never even noticed his jawline.
Oh, he's got a good jawline.
Never noticed.
Yeah, well, I have. He's a striking broadcaster robot. I'm with you, yes. Bernsie. You're right.
Yeah, but just like be a person.
He's got a good baseball face.
Yeah, he does.
Gordon Beckham, the play-by-play man.
Tanny, you're supposed to be less involved. Did you get the memo?
Hey, Tanny doesn't know
how to manage. I actually got it from less involved. He sent it on over to me this morning.
Oh, no.
I cannot wait for the security line.
I was there.
Oh, man.
I need updates starting from security line. Are you all going in the same one? Do some of you have pre-check? What's the deal?
He's got pre. We just found out. Tanny's got pre. I'll be smart. Going with the
How in the world do you not have pre-check, Danny?
I don't know. Because I thought...
More time to rattle off takes with the commoner.
That's right. That's right.
All right. But Danny yeah. I want you to seek out the clear guy.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I do travel a lot. I do need to get it. I thought it was like an arduous process.
It's not. There is like an interview or something, but
you got to go somewhere.
Just a few retinal scans.
But just for today, if you're running late and you're seeing like the lines are bad, just kind of stumble up over there and be like, man, you know, this clear thing all seems right. really interesting. Wait. I'd love to learn
more. It sounds like, when you're talking about it, sounds like the way that you've feigned interest in the samples at Costco or
exactly.
Trader Joe's.
That's like, exactly what I want him to do.
Interesting. A pickle-flavored wrapped jalapeno popper.
And then let's come back with a Bobby Valentine mustache and get another one.
Danny, is that what you did Danny when you Parkins. Brought in those horrible dill-flavored peanuts here?
No, that was just an impulse item. Those things are disgusting, though. Dill-flavored pickle peanuts.
Wait, the Danny Parkins takes with the commoner. You talk about fertile ground at the airport. It's like it's Parkins with a hidden microphone talking like the guy in the Punisher shirt with the wraparound sunglasses and the goatee.
Oh yeah,
I have a thought for you, the Bulls.
Well, that is one of the only times
to ask you a question about Blue Lives Matter.
It's one of the only times in Danny's life where he actually mingles with the common man, so it's valuable.
Oh, there's common folk at public golf courses on the North Shore. Come on.
Did you guys hear about my PXG club? My handicap is up to 7.
Oh, God,
goes
I wish.
Over to the giant woman on the cart and has hockey tips.
He's taking your vacation.
Yeah, no, you
he
should
really
come.
Is.
Look at that started. Giant fat person.
Oh, man. That's a great
the
idea.
Hell, Shane?
Carrot popcorn.
Don't even ask what he said to Porth earlier about his favorite casino game.
I am
Go ahead, Danny.
Okay. He asked if I was excited. I said yes. He said, what's your go-to casino game? I said, poker, craps, blackjack. And I said, what's yours? And our boss said, roulette. And I said, oh, the simple man's game.
Oh, wow. I thought, that's it. See, that, I missed that part of the exchange. My favorite part of the exchange was when he said, you excited for Vegas? And you said, yep, it's a good spot. And I was like, yeah, that checks out. Vegas historically thought of as a good
you know,
spot.
I wasn't excited for Vegas. Ryan Porth asked if we were ready.
Right. Yep. I better start packing.
Yeah, we're going to leave soon.
It's a good spot.
But I'm ready right
why
now.
Would you ever ask anyone if you're excited for Vegas? Yeah, I'm excited to go to Las Vegas.
Yeah. With an expense account on the company time.
But then I'll be excited to leave. I'll be excited to leave after about 3 days. It's going to be perfect.
We're there far too long.
Dude,
we are there.
Yes,
you're
there fourth day, and that's too much. I'm leaving on day three.
That's why I was saying to Danny earlier this week that, like, just get a beer and go to bed when you get there tonight. Because you got so much time. And it, you know how that place is.
That's not how it works.
You know how it is.
Yeah, no.
No, I mean,
you
it's
know,
a,
it's a time warp. And you're like, oh, man, I must have been down here at the blackjack table for 2 hours. Wait, it's been 15 minutes.
Right. How long were you and I there in 2018 for Canelo Chavez? Like 6 days, yeah, right?
I think it was 5 days insane. We were there.
Yeah.
It That's was insane. Wild.
Like Tuesday through Sunday or something.
Yes.
Oh, the fight ridiculous. Was Saturday night. Yeah.
What is going to help this is like, it's kind of like a bunch of different Vegas strips. Like we got work Thursday and Friday. Steph comes Thursday night.
Okay. All right, I see. You're breaking it
then
up.
Then the hookers.
Yeah, you will, right, yeah, obviously. Right. So she's got to help me pick.
My mother-in-law's coming on the plane tonight.
Yeah, Speaks. What? Speaks is bringing his mother-in-law and wife to Vegas.
My wife and my mother-in-law.
So that's why he wants to leave Seth.
Has the mother-in-law ever been?
She is a Vegas veteran.
She's apparently been more than I've been.
Who could drink and gamble all of you under the table.
She has a steakhouse with their eponymous, you know.
That's right. But yeah, no, so that's been a thing. So I'm just pointing it out as an added chapter to the Vegas chapters.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
We're going to have a blast.
And we're going to go there as soon as we're allowed to leave, which apparently is 5:20.
What's on this show today?
Oh, thanks, Layla.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking.
Is there going to be a Bulls segment maybe towards the end of the show?
Yeah, we thought we'd do it closer to Bulls Sixers.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense.
The immediacy is better that way.
That's the key.
Jeez, Dan.
You jerks.
Be listening for the Blue Perfect Tense during the interview.
We'll figure it out.
I did last year.
Poll's position at 3 o'clock. We're going to start doing deep dives on players that have been mocked to the Bears. So Lucas Van Ness, we have his high school coach from Barrington, Joe Sanchez, is going to join us, and the guy who's training him for the draft.
Yeah, his pre-draft coach, who was also Aiden Hutchinson's pre-draft coach. So that'll be interesting, actually.
So they're going to come on back-to-back from at like 3 and 3:10. Then John Morosi from the World Baseball Classic are recapping it at 3:25. And then... very excited about this. It'll be the second time that I've talked to him. I think Speaks his first time.
Yeah.
4:25, Daniel Negreanu is going to join us, best poker player in the world. He lives out in Vegas to kind of tell degenerate gambling stories and get us all pumped up. For
he doesn't know what Central Time Zone is.
Yeah, we're gonna teach him about CT and text messages.
Yeah,
what that.
But we tried to get Siegfried. That. We were close on Roy, but he's dead. And then we got Daniel Negreanu
and the Tiger.
Yeah.
Are you going to go to La Strega, Gina Marinelli's restaurant?
No. You said it was great.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It is not a bad idea.
It's amazing.
Really?
Yep. Didn't you say it was like 45 minutes away, though?
20?
Didn't you rent a car?
We took a Uber.
Okay.
Or Lyft, whatever it was. Yeah, it depends on traffic, but it's worth the trip.
Really?
He did talk about it a lot last
year. I know he did. It just seems so hard to believe.
It is far. It is worth the trip.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. And if you could talk to her about her dad, Rod Marinelli, that would be entertaining. I'm sure that my mother-in-law would love that.
And if you say, gee, which one's Gina Marinelli? It's the one who looks exactly like Rod Marinelli.
She should probably have more hair.
Awesome.
It's up to her, though, I guess.
So that's the show. Let the mailing in commence. Danny's open. Kicks us off.
Snitch. Lawrence.
Snitching.
My God.
Crazy.
Man.
Danny's open, kicks us off. Parkinson Spiegel. We won't see you tomorrow on The Score.